This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
That's what they asked the boxer when he wanted to know if he got his conscience back again. What's your name? Where you live? What's your mother's name? He asked all those questions. Good. Okay, he's ready to fight. Go back. Let the fight start. That's right there. So for us, I would say like that woman Boderek, they called her a perfect sin. And what was her conscience? Showing her body, going out on the beach, jumping in the water. She loved water. Just stayed in the water. She wasn't jumping in the water. She was having somebody pour water on her. Boderek, right? It's too much water. I guess there was a Noah flood in her life. Yes. So here, six letters in psyche. Okay. So what is psyche? Psyche. What is this soul? Your psyche is your soul. Another name for the soul. That's all. The psyche of the human being is the soul of the human being. Now, the soul relates to what? To the heart, according to the learned people in this religion. To the heart first. So if you got soul, six by that, by this description. And you got senses, five. You put them together, you get 11. Right? Five senses in your soul. So five senses responding to the soul, you get 11. Now, if I'm not teaching you anything, then that's okay. Church starts at the 11th hour. Five senses don't work with five senses to make sense. But Muhammad says, take charge of five before five disestablish you or deprive you. Take charge of five before five deprive you or disestablish you. And he says, take charge of five to do what? So that you establish yourself. Right? Watch your days of health and prepare for the days of sickness. Watch the days of poverty to prepare. So you won't be poor, right? Watch the days of poverty of good living, so you won't be found without during the days of privation. So he goes on to tell us how we should use common sense. That's all the prophet is doing, telling us how we should use common sense. For if you don't use common sense, your five senses, the same five will disestablish you. Does the five, or do the five senses disestablish us? When they become just emotional feelings relating to the soul and not relating to themselves, which is the senses. Senses should relate to senses. You understand? But when they relate to just soul, these senses become not senses, they become impulses. That's all, just impulses, just pure impulses. So you begin to behave on impulse. So I'm telling you, you believe it or not. In saying that the church started at 11th hour, the slave masters who designed that for the religious people are saying that they won't have the ability to do anything but sense and respond spiritually. See, soul is the spiritual entity in man. The psyche is the spiritual entity in man. That's why I say Adam was made in heaven. He was made in his spiritual entity, in his spiritual makeup, in his spiritual essence, etc. So when you relate five to six in this language, you're relating the five senses to your soul. Now, if my five senses respond to my soul, when will I ever become a man? Let me explain to you what I mean. Here is when you're relating five to six. When you say, I'm going to do this because it looks right to do. I'm going to do this because it sounds right. I'm going to do this because it feels right. That's not right. That's not right. You're letting your senses relate to your soul. Now, how does the Bible tell us this, that's wrong? Saying God made the man of the woman. The woman of the man. And then the woman became his downfall. Right? The woman there is who? Psyche. And the man there is who? I can't think of his name in mythology. Psyche and the man was in love. And they jumped in the water together. Can't think of his name. It's in the language of the European, the English people. Anyway, Psyche is the female part. And Eros. Is that his name? Eros. Eros is a man. And Eros and Psyche were two, mates. You see? And Eros represents what? The five. And Psyche represents the six. And he let the six now decide for the five. And when the six decide for the five, you go wrong. The five should decide for the six. And five should not go right directly to the six. Five should relate to five. Five should relate to five. And then the six. And that equals 16. Now, if you get a 15, you're in trouble again. So that's what brought on anarchy. Five relates to five, then again to five. We get 15. And that's what we have now among these know-it-alls. They use five senses to reason. The skin is nothing but the reasoning process. They use five senses to reason, and they use another five to guess. And they end up with 15. So, reasoning and speculation, right? Reasoning and speculation, reasoning and anticipation, reasoning and guessing. You're not following the rule of science. You're not following divine books. You're just on your own. 15. I don't think they call the good age sweet 15. I think they say sweet 16. Yeah. Sweet 16. Yeah. And I think that man who promised us gold and all that, he said he was going to turn us back to 16. That in the hereafter, none of you be old. All of you will be turned back to 16. Well, I don't know if he knew what he was saying or not, but I'm glad the Lord used it anyway. Now, yes. So, let's kick this off now. We don't want these figures to confuse us here. It's true with this. We're going up to 666 here in a minute. All right, so if the psyche now is the sixth part, because isn't it in our soul that we make decisions? So it's not just five, it's six. It's the five and free will. Five and free will. Allah says, lost is he who neglects his soul. And successful is he who develops his soul, who spends on his soul for his soul's development. So here you have soul, and it, the speaking of the soul here, there must be a conscious there, or at least ability to make decisions. The soul here is now spoken of as something that makes decisions. And the heart is symbolic of that, right? The heart, the human heart. Human heart is symbolic of the soul. Things register on our soul. And when things register on us too heavily, we have a heart attack. Right? So man has a thought that the heart must be symbolic of his soul. It must register the soul. But in higher studies in the religion, we find that the soul is not the heart, but the heart is the first medium to register the soul. The heart only communicates with the soul, what goes on in the soul. The first one to communicate it. And then the second one to communicate it is the brain. So we don't say the heart is the soul. We say the heart is the medium that expresses what's in the soul, or registers what is in the soul. And then lastly, the brain is the medium that registers what is in the soul. All right? So the heart is the medium then, but it's associated with the soul like the brain is. Now, Adam was a man created with five senses, right? And it said that he created them on the sixth day, right? So I'm saying that this is soul, too. Soul. Soul with five senses. Heart is the medium. Soul with five senses. Heart is the medium. Okay. And his heart is telling his soul, or trying to communicate what his soul needs. Right? And his heart is making judgment. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna marry her. She's pretty, and she likes me. That ain't enough. That ain't enough. Pretty and likes me. That ain't enough. Who's your mama? Who raised you? Let me see how much of their influence in you, and let me see if I like their influence. Let's see if our lives are compatible. You may be also pretty, and you may love me crazy and put me in hell. Yeah. See, so that's what we're talking about. That's fixed. But this same kind of mind, wherein the senses are responding to the heart, for a fixed principle here, is responsible for us for having what I described earlier as a foolish heart. And just waste our good life instead of establishing a future. You see? Okay. Now, if you come to the 11th hour, that means what? That man now has five consciousness plus one, 11. Or five and six, 11, right? Five and six, 11. So this can be good and it can be bad. It is like, and then there's one, which means now you have what? One. One responding to one. Right? One responding to one. One consciousness that is sense responding to another consciousness that is sense. But if you have 11, if you have 11 by this combination, five and six is no good. It's no good. Why? Because here, you got the five senses responding to senses combined in the soul with the emotionality, with emotional makeup, to be nothing but pure soul, nothing but soul ability. That's no more than ability of the soul. With that ability. Then he has a soul. And he has just depend upon you being nice and depend upon everything to survive, right? until it can manage for itself. This is nothing. And they are really making a mockery of us when they call us soul brothers. And when they show us that program, Soul Train, many people are laughing at us. They say they are only soul. Soul means undeveloped person. Soul means a person that hasn't developed. No development there. No development. Only the spiritual essence. No development. And Allah says, and the soul must be built up. Structured. And what structure is it? And the Lord that has proportion it. Yes. Yes. You know what the world's doing. And I hope that you resent it and hate it. Enough to get on your own feet. That's right. Now, again, let us turn to this psychology to show you that they are nothing but children, devilish little children. Anytime a man makes his consciousness psychology, and believe his kin is psychology, your kin is just the ability to sense and respond. But he has psychology, that means he has scientific insight. So you sense and respond, and I will manipulate your senses and decide your life for you. That's what he's saying. But let us look at him. What are you boasting of? You're boasting of animal sense. Psychology is animal sense. Animal has to depend upon that because he can't articulate. He can't communicate clearly. And Allah said in the Quran, isn't there a sign in that he has seen you and made you articulate? Now, what excuse do you have to be using animal strategy on man when he has given you intelligence, rational mind, and ability to articulate, to speak clearly? How come you can't communicate with your fellow man? How come you have to trick him now like a 6-year-old baby or like an animal? Yes, it's no good. I hope you have gotten something out of that. The first concept in mythology of a new word, or a relatively new word, for higher sciences. And our old idea of the realm of the soul was up in the sky. Up in the sky. And it was thought of as mass, a great mass of water, a heavenly ocean way up in the sky. That's how it was thought. And in mythology, they have the Babylonian god. I think his name is Marmaduke. Yeah, Marmaduke. He slays it. He attacks it. And in cutting it in half, part of the water falls down here, and the rest of the water remains up there. What is this idea in mythology talking about? No more than the idea we have right here now, the separation of church and state. And the church ruled, or the spiritual community ruled over the people from up above their heads. There's many descriptions. They bring about a separation and create secular life and spiritual life. The spiritual life is up. Everybody's spiritual. Everybody go to church. Don't they speak of up? Even when they're feeling good. They ain't got to be talking about God. They're feeling good and happy. See them all, girl. See them all. Everything goes up. Separation of church and state. That's all the meaning of it. Now, don't you know that they had their own people oppressed? Don't let you go in just a minute now. Oh, no, we're going an hour over time here. I didn't intend to do this. But we bring it to a peace. They had their own people oppressed. Right. The Europeans kept their own people in slavery. Right. Yeah. And it was Martin Luther and other radicals in their language against their order and brought about the separation of church and state. Yeah. Oppressor. The church was oppressing the masses of the people. So if you're going to continue to rule like that, you're going to shake the world. They had a right to do that. But the Al-Islam, the Quran, is not designed to hold the man. Now we should separate religion and state. Any Muslim does it, he's breaking the rule of this religion, he's not a Muslim. He cannot do it, not even be a good Muslim. No, indeed. All right. They put in their history book of the secular world over the church. The crown of England is under the foot, the symbol for freedom. A more primitive drawing than the Statue of Freedom now. It was a more primitive drawing, but it was a woman too. The crown of England is under the foot, and stars is upon the head, and light radiates. So what are they saying? You kept Jesus from us. Now we've got Jesus. Life in the secular world. If you want to continue to be oppressors, you take the Church of England and go. The Bible says that he was seen, and the moon was under his foot, crown of stars upon his head, and his garment or his cloak. This is the Bible. This is the Bible. Shows the glory of Jesus, the victory of Jesus Christ. The Jesus Christ not in one person, but Jesus Christ in society. That the Christ life will eventually bring people to this victory. Where they will have the knowledge, the stars will be in their crown. What is it? In the body of water. With all the stars in it. The stars in his crown, that's on it. Somebody say it right. I'm glad I got it with me. The stars in his crown is psychology. His cloak, the robe that covers his body, shall be as the sun. And the robe, the sun, is social science. It's his garment that he wears. Social science is the science we use to weave culture. Okay, so that's his garment that he wears. Saying the moon shall be under his feet. Yeah. What is the moon? The moon is the darkness with his own independent mind won't even come out in the light of the world. It's in his symbols, in his signs, that's what it's saying. And to get you to see that this ain't such a good world. A world that to keep the masses in line is a beast, a deceitful world. Science is supposed to be used as Abraham did. What did he do with the sheep? He sacrificed sheep. He killed the sheep to the people. Sheep again. Sheep the sheep again. It's what? This. Psychology, that's what it is. Sheep is symbolic of psychology. If you look at some of your pictures, the ancient, in ancient mythology, some of the pictures of sheep, wolves, all in wolves, stars. to show you, to tell you what, he's a heavenly creature. And the sheep was sacrificed by the God of fertility. God of fertility sacrificed her sheep. Why must the God of fertility sacrifice her sheep, her lamb? This was like the church, ruling over the masses and not bringing out their potential. So sacrifice, the God of fertility will realize her glory. Her glory is what? Fertility. Growth. She had a lamb as her inheritance. That was her child, the inheritance. So she said, no, not mine, baby. Dead. Dead. It means death to the rule of that psychology. The rule of psychology is put to death. The faith of free education. Free education. That's what Abraham stands for. Free education. Teach everybody. Praise be to Allah.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Deen Muhammad.